25 former officers will be allowed to put their uniforms back on as part of the Voluntary Retired Return to Active Duty program. That's according to a statement by the Air Force this week. The returned officers will help take some of the administrative burden off of branch pilots. Ann Stefanik is an Air Force spokesperson.
When we're able to fill those positions with non-current pilots, it frees up our current pilots to do the warfighting.
The Voluntary Retired Return to Active Duty program is just one approach to solving a bigger problem. The U.S. military service branches are all dealing with low pilot numbers. But the shortage is especially problematic for the Air Force, which was down around 1,500 pilots at the end of 2016. Part of the problem is competition. The Air Force is having trouble keeping up with commercial airlines that can pay pilots more. Several air bases in Texas, including Laughlin, Shepard, and Joint Base San Antonio, train pilots and are trying to remedy the shortage from the front end. According to Captain Bo Downey at JBSA Randolph, the Air Force's Air Education and Training Command plans to increase the number of pilots it produces annually from 1,200 to 1,400 by the end of 2019.
We're pretty much going to be maxing out our resources. That's full throttle, full afterburner, us putting as many pilots out as we can.
Downey says that although the demand for pilots is difficult to match, there's no issue with recruitment.
There is definitely not a lack of interest in becoming a fighter pilot, or even becoming a pilot in general. People know that the best place to get that training is to come in through the Air Force.
Even with training efforts ramping up, the Air Force still expects the pilot shortage to grow next year. Carson Frame, Texas Public Radio News.